There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Good morning. This is Wilmer Kaufman speaking. A beautiful morning out there this morning. This morning, we would like to speak about this fear. We've talked about some yesterday morning and the morning before. Fear is something that has torment. And so many people walk in fear and in torment, thus never receiving the perfect love. Never walking in perfect love. For many, people are not able to or not willing to stop, turn around, and walk into that fear, uncovering the lie that has been put there by Satan himself to keep us from coming to the well of oil, coming to the fountain of life, coming to that freedom that the Lord Jesus Christ has spoken of. One of the fears, there are several fears here that we can talk about. The one fear is the fear of man. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. Jesus has an answer for that. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. For many people walk in the fear of man. They are afraid of what people might be thinking of them. They fear what people might be saying about them. They fear what people might do to them. The fear grows so large in their hearts that it actually becomes bigger than the fear of God. At this point, people become worshipers of the creation rather than the Creator. Another fear, the fear of where will we spend eternity? The fear of the judgment day before God. For some, there are two different fears. The one fear is of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is a reverence for him, an awe to him, a love for him, wanting to be in his presence. The other is to be afraid from him, to want to hide from him, to not wanting to come into his presence, to not be sure even if we want to spend eternity with him. Luke 20:18, whosoever shall fall upon the stone, upon that stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. For those of us that accept what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us and love our Father of love, we love his word. We trust his word. We accept his word as being the surest thing this side of eternity, and fall upon it and be broken, to have our roots deeply planted into that rock. We can look forward to be broken and to be in his presence, to love him, to be in his presence forever and ever in all eternity. But for those that are never able to or not willing to face the fears of torment in their lives, will walk in torment and in fear all their lives. And this very rock that we can fall on to and be broken will actually fall on them and grind them to powder. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. The one fear is to love the Lord. Fall on our knees, worship Him in great wonder and awe. The other is to be afraid, to wanting to hide to the point where people wish for the mountains to fall on them and hide them. It would be much better for us to accept the Word of God, to allow Jesus Christ to walk with us into these fears, which are too many to be numbered here this morning, to walk into these fears with the Lord Jesus Christ and face these fears rather than running away from them, walking straight into them, uncovering the lie that Satan has put there to keep us from coming to the wells of oil that we need for our lamps, the fountain of life, the freedom of loving the Lord with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. It would be much better for us to be freed from this torment and to experience this perfect love which casteth out fear. Ecclesiastes 8:12. Though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. Better is litter with fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. By humility and fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Romans 8:15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably, with reverence and godly fear. Let us face these fears in life. Let us walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us receive this power that he talks of, about, and a sound mind. Let us walk, instead of running away from these fears and living in torment, let us walk, or I should say, let us stop, turn around, and with the Lord Jesus Christ, walk straight into these fears, realizing that right beyond this fear, right beyond this lie from Satan, there's a well of oil that we need for this life. There is a freedom there. A freedom from torment. There's perfect love there. The fountain of life is there. Let us go, let us face the fear, and drink deeply from the fountain of life. Let us not let these cares of this world hinder us, the lives that Satan puts us there. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through the Lord Jesus Christ. I wish you all a great day in the Lord. God bless you all.